fresh bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to a pre-intermediate pronunciation lesson here on Open Language. My name is Spencer.
And I'm Diana.
And what are we talking about today in part 11 of our pronunciation series?
All right, so today we are talking about the American T.
The American T?
Yes, because it is a lot different than, you know, the British tea.
British tea. I think I want some scones to go with that.
Yes. All right. So the American tea is a confusing sound, especially for those learning English as a second language. So as I mentioned earlier, the British tea is much more straightforward.
Okay. Straightforward, meaning it's like more direct?
Yes. Okay. It's not as confusing.
Okay, it's more clear?
Yes.
Okay.
But the American T often sounds like a D or it's not pronounced at all.
That's true.
All right, so today we've got five of the most basic rules of thumb to get you familiarized with the American T.
Okay, so rules of thumb are just kind of like basic tips or things that you should know.
Right, really. A guideline.
Yeah, just they're like little rules. It says rules here, so yeah. They're kind of like little rules.
Yeah.
And get you familiarized, so make you more, you know, familiar with.
Yes. A little more comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Let you know a little more about the American tea.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we got here today?
So number one is the most straightforward one. Mm-hmm. T at the beginning of a word is pronounced like a T.
Okay, so we're going to go through some examples in a moment, but before we do, we want to say here that T at the beginning of a word should sound sharp and clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
When appearing with S-T or T-S, T-R, C-T, and L-T, the T is still sounded.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then let's take a look at some examples.
All right.
So first we have tall.
Tall.
Stop.
Stop.
So even though it appears with an S, you can still hear that T.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
It's.
Contract.
Contract.
So here we have the TR and the CT, and you can hear both Ts.
Mm-hmm.
Belt.
Belt.
All right, and let's listen to an example sentence. Tina is tired of taking the taxi.
Tina is tired of taking the taxi.
All right, lots of...
A lot of T's.
T's there. Yeah,
a lot of T's. Okay, cool. Number two, T between two vowel sounds, A, E, I, O, and U, or between a vowel and L, is pronounced like a soft D.
All right, so I think this is probably one of the most common T sounds that don't sound like a T.
And this sound is called a flap.
Okay, so what is a flap?
Well, it means that the tongue touches the roof of the mouth quickly.
Quickly, all right. So a few things to note about this rule is that when T is at the end of the word, but followed by a vowel sound, such as in What a Beautiful Day, we still hear the soft D sound.
Right, so What a Beautiful Day. You know, English people might sound a little more like, what a beautiful day. It sounds a little more clear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in America, we'd say, what a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what a beautiful day.
Yes.
Okay. Right, so if the vowel is silent, the rule does not work as in write or bite.
So write and bite actually follow another rule that we will be talking about later.
So many rules. Sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm not one for rules myself. But practice, and you'll get more used to all of these rules, I guess. Okay, so this doesn't apply when the middle T sound is stressed.
Okay, so when it's emphasized.
Yeah, such as in Italian or interpret.
Okay.
Wow, they put a lot of thought into this.
Yes.
Okay, so let's listen to a couple more examples, shall we?
So first up, we have water.
Water.
I think this is probably the most typical, I mean, that's the word I say is the biggest difference between British English in American English.
Would you like a glass of water?
Water.
Water. Like a glass of water.
Right. Would you like a glass of water?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Water. Okay, and next?
Computer.
Computer. Yeah, that's right. Computer.
Computer.
Oh, the computer. Yeah, computer.
Next, we have little.
Yeah, little. Yeah, it really does just sound like a couple D's there, doesn't it? Little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Better.
Better.
Better. And we have great idea.
Great idea. Yeah, wow. Great idea instead of great idea. Great idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to emphasize that great, you could say great idea.
Yeah, but it sounds almost like grade.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we have next?
Write it in a letter.
Write it in a letter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see here, guys, that with the American accent that Diane and I both have, that the T really isn't too sharp, is it? It's a little more dull.
It's softer.
Yeah, it is softer. It's a bit more like a D.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Third rule of thumb today. T after N usually becomes silent.
So this is because T and N are so close in the mouth when you are pronouncing it that the T just disappears.
It just goes away.
Yes.
Poof.
It's gone.
Gone. All right. So, of course, not everyone will eliminate the T sound, but it's a good thing to keep in mind, especially when conversing with native speakers.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people will still sound out the T, but if you're speaking really fast, you'll probably eliminate it or, you know, take it out.
Yeah, eliminate, kind of get rid of it, right? And here, conversing with native speakers. Conversing is just a fancy word for speaking with, talking to.
Make conversation.
Yeah, okay, so we got some more examples here.
All right, so first we have 20.
20.
20.
Yeah, 20.
But we often say 20.
Yeah, 20. What else do we have?
We've got printer.
Oh, printer. Yeah, printer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, printer. Okay, next.
Winter.
Winter. I don't know. I kind of say winter.
You say, see, like I said, not everyone takes the T away.
Yeah, winter. Yeah, some people do kind of say winter. And it sounds like winner, like to win something.
Mm-hmm.
But I say winter.
I usually say winter, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, be mindful of some of these words here, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
We've got percentage.
Okay, percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, percentage. I feel like I kind of say both, depending.
Yeah, depending, right?
Yeah, it's weird. percentage. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes the T is a bit softer. Okay, what else?
We've got city center.
City center. Yeah, city center. I definitely don't say city center.
Yeah.
Taxi driver, take me to the city center. No, I would say city center.
Yeah, city center.
Yeah, okay, cool. And I believe we have a sentence here.
All right. International companies often conduct interviews over the internet.
Wow. International companies often conduct interviews over the internet. Nice. International companies often conduct interviews over the internet. So I think this sentence is a really good example here. All those T's are really kind of soft.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So our fourth rule is T before N is pronounced with a hard N sound.
So the T sound is stopped. And the final N sound should be strong.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like strong.
You like strong. All right.
Okay, so how about some examples?
All right, first up we have mountain.
Mountain. Mountain.
You could say mountain. Some people will say mountain.
Mountain. Mountain. I feel, I don't know, I kind of do both.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of do
both. Depends on your mood, right?
I feel like I kind of do both with this one. Okay, next one.
Next one is written.
Written. Yeah, written. Yeah, written. I would say written.
Yeah, we don't say written.
Yeah, no, not too much.
Yeah.
What have you written today? Oh, it's beautiful. Simply beautiful. What you've written today is just, wow. Okay.
All right, so next we have important.
Okay, important. Yeah, important. Yeah, important.
Yeah,
the T in the middle is definitely, they're both pretty soft, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Sentence.
Sentence.
Sometimes you say sentence, sometimes you say sentence.
Well, here, sentence has, well, it has more than one meaning. If you're talking about like a sentence, like that you're writing, I think I might say sentence. Mm-hmm. But if you're like watching the news and they're talking about like a prisoner's jail sentence, I think I might hear sentence more than sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I agree with you there.
Okay, cool. Next, our Chinese listeners probably like this one here.
As do I.
Okay. Well, you're Chinese, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You're kind of Chinese.
So, badminton.
Yeah, badminton. Don't say badminton.
Yeah, no, but, well, English people do.
Right, so badminton. Yeah, the T is really, really soft there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost just gone, badminton. Yeah. Yeah.
It also reminds me of, like, a mitten.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, not a glove, but a mitten that
you
wear.
Yeah, your bad mittens. They got holes in them. All right, and last but not least, we have another sentence here.
She had gotten her kitten a cotton blanket.
Nice. That's like a tongue twister. She had gotten her kitten a cotton blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so gotten kitten, cotton.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all pretty. Yeah, okay. All right. Last but not least, we have a fifth rule of thumb here today.
All right. This is T at the end of a word is held.
So the important thing to note here is that you emphasize
stress.
Yeah, the preceding vowel. So preceding is like before it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Coming right before.
Mm-hmm. The preceding vowel. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth as if you're about to pronounce the T, and simply stop the sound from coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So it says, let's take a look at some examples again. And what do we have here?
So the most common one I can think of, what?
What?
What? What versus what?
Yeah, so what? If you're kind of just having like a regular conversation, you might say what?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, I don't know, really annoyed, if like Diana keeps poking me in my arm, I'm like, what?
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe I might kind of emphasize the T a bit more, but
right.
Generally we just kind of say what.
However, if Spencer and I did not place our tongue on the roof of our mouth, it would sound like wuh.
Wuh, yeah. Wah?
Right? What?
Wah?
So you've got to make sure that tongue goes up. What?
What? Next we got?
Hot.
Hot. Yeah. Hot.
Hot and spicy.
Yeah. She's so hot. Yeah. Hot. Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
I mean, usually we just say hot.
Yeah, 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 pretty much. Next.
We've got not.
Yeah, not.
Not hot.
Not. Not hot.
Not hot.
Not hot bot. Okay, now?
Can't.
Can't. Can't. Sometimes I say can't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shouldn't.
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 Mm.
It's kind of like an N sound. You don't really hear the T.
Yeah. You shouldn't do that. I don't know. I think, once again, I kind of think some of this has to do with, like, your mood.
Yes, of course.
You know, if you're kind of speaking in a more relaxed way,
mm-hmm.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
You might kind of stress the T a little more,
mm-hmm.
depending on your mood. All right, I think I do like this example here. I like an intense late night workout.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any of those T's
at
the end of the word.
I like an intense late night workout. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the T is very, yeah. All right, cool. So remember, your tongue is in the T position, but the air isn't released.
Mm-hmm. So hold it in.
Yeah,
don't let it out.
Yeah, don't let it out. You must make this small movement or you won't be able to pronounce the word correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the liaisons discussed in our earlier lessons. Liaisons?
Oh, so these are basically the bridges that connect syllables and words together.
The connectors.
Yes.
The American T contributes a lot to the smooth, relaxed sound of American English.
Mm-hmm. Contributes. It accounts for.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're all familiar with the crisp T at the beginning of a word, but when a T appears in the middle or at the end of a word, it should be soft, fast, and barely heard at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good tips today, I think, guys.
Yes. Now, like we said earlier, you don't always have to eat your teas, right? But most of the time, we will.
Yeah, I mean, I usually like to drink my tea.
Yeah.
Just a joke.
All right, so we hope you guys have found this lesson useful. And if you have any questions, you can always leave a comment. And as always, we will see you guys next time.
Yeah, that's right. And see you next time, guys.
I wish you shelter from the storm. A cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.